Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
David Cross is going to be in Lawrence, Kansas, Liberty Hall, Sunday, November 6th. And the Bourbon Theater in Lincoln, Nebraska, on Monday, November 8th.
Perfect. Tour has a name. You got to have a name for the tour. And this one is Elegance Redefined. Featuring David Cross.
Yeah, all over the place, all through November, it looks like. For ticket info and other places around the country, officialdavidcross.com. Follow him on Twitter, at David Cross. And he's on the phone with us now. Thank you for calling, David.
Welcome.
Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. My pleasure. I've been calling every day, every single day. Get up, set the alarm, call. And I've been doing it for over 3 years now. And I'm a little nervous because I... long-time listener, first-time caller, and I just, like, finally got through and just taking a second to collect myself. Sorry, a little tiny, teeny, tiny bit of pee. Nothing major at all.
I'm sure we're kind of nervous ourselves.
We got a lot of pee.
I don't think we've spoken to you before.
No, I'm sure we have a lot of mutual friends. We talk to a lot of comedians, know a lot of people, but I love your work, always have, and appreciate you calling, man. Hey, I want to ask.
Well, thanks.
Can I ask you? Did you know Norm Macdonald in person?
I did, okay. And boy, that was yeah.
He'd hit you with that.
My
right
wife and I, we've lost a couple people. And pets and things, all within the last 2 weeks, and that was just a punch in the gut.
No, we're sorry for your loss.
He was a really, yeah, really good, really, you know, unique and awesome person.
Yeah, he was one of those comedians. All the comics seemed to like him.
And you're obviously friends, so we're sorry for your loss. We were just huge fans, and we never got a chance to meet Norm in person, you know. But I hate to start off with that, but I wanted to bring it up since we just lost him, and it just sucks. So during COVID, I shouldn't say that COVID's still going on because of Jackass. And
during the first three waves.
Yeah. what'd you do for a whole year? Like, rest of us sit around?
It's kind of embarrassing and depressing, but I truly, prior to COVID, you know, before, if you had told me, like, there was going to be a pandemic and everybody was going to be locked in and all that stuff, I would have given you a list of, like, you know, 20 things. Well, I'll pick up the banjo again. Or, right, you know what, I'm finally going to learn sign language. Right. Or all these things. You know, I'm going to start cooking more. I'll make my own pasta, whatever. Yeah. And I didn't do anything. Honestly, my one accomplishment was I was able to level up all my characters in Borderlands 3. That was what I put my time into.
Well, that was
As I looked at the banjo in the corner, just, you know, begging me, going, "Dude, this, if not now, when? Come on."
So you actually, it ain't like you had to learn the banjo from scratch. You'd actually played it before. You just wanted to start playing it more, and you never did that.
I got right up to the part where it's like a really hard learning curve, but once you get it, you start getting, and I had the muscle memory.
And
I was starting to get, I was getting past the really frustrating part.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to drop it because I went, I had to go to London for a couple of years for work off and on. I just sort of stopped. I wasn't lugging a banjo to and from London. And and then I I didn't have time. You know, I was working, you know, 60, 80-hour weeks sometimes, so I just, there was no banjo. And
damn.
And then I just sort of, you know, yeah, you just sort of, you after you drop it for a year, you're like, oh, I'll get to it, and that just went on for years where I never got to it.
Were you living with your wife at the time, and she didn't want to hear the banjo for the whole year? That might not have been that great either, to hear a banjo for a whole year.
No, she was encouraging about it.
All right.
But But my dog didn't. My dog hated it.
Hates the banjo.
Hated it.
David Cross in
the... David's wife, by the way, is the talented actress Amber Tamblyn. How did you two meet?
We actually, it's kind of a longer story. We had met through some mutual friends. We met very, very briefly at like one of those awards things. It was like Golden Globes or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then one of the actresses I worked with on Arrested Development, well, Portia de Rossi, I guess there aren't that many.
Yeah,
okay. Not that many to choose from. But when I was going through this tough breakup and she was like, you know, I've got the perfect girl for you, and she's amazing. And she told me it was Amber. And I was like, no, first of all, I'm not interested in getting in another relationship right now. And also, she's like a kid. No, that's no good. She's like, doesn't matter. She's great. And she's then I didn't.
Yeah, she was born in 83 here, so yeah. You're a little older than she is. That's nothing wrong with that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, we've been together now for 13 years. 14
oh, okay.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Also, she was a kid. She was a kid then. You're right.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, there was like, legitimate, like, no, you know, that's not cool. And obviously, I was much younger as well, but not that much younger. And then several years later, she was shooting something in New York across from the building I lived in, and I went to go walk my dog, and I saw her. And as I said, we had, you know, exchanged hellos and stuff a couple times. So I like rapped on the window. She was shooting something and kind of waved, whatever. And then again, didn't hear from her. And then we ended up sharing a flight, a tiny puddle jumper flight from Houston to Shreveport, where I was in the middle of shooting a movie. She was about to go start. And I don't know if you've been to Shreveport, but it's no Lincoln, Nebraska. And,
you have played Lincoln before, so yeah, you know what it's like.
I have. No, Shreveport's awful. It's just terrible. And, it's really bad.
Yeah, I heard
guys,
it.
Guys, I mean, I heard it's it bad. Yeah. It is bad.
We don't have an affiliate there, but so that's pretty cool. That would have been funny.
Not
but,
good.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, so we started talking, you know, during the flight, and I was telling her, oh, there's like four good things about Shreveport. Here they are, you know, and, you know, took her around, and again, totally platonic. And then that just turned after.
Good for you, man.
3 or 4 weeks.
I mean, not that you're not a catch, but you got 19 years on her. That's pretty cool. Good for you, man.
And the fact that he could point out four good things about Shreveport had to impress her.
That now you know the whole thing is a lie, because there aren't four good things about Shreveport.
See, I didn't know that.
Let me check.
That's how you caught me. That's the thing, you know, that's the Encyclopedia Brown reveal at the end.
You are a lot
we
of
knew he was lying.
All the month of November, you're everywhere, and one of those is not Shreveport. That's cool. You know, you don't have to go there in case this goes viral. You hammering on Shreveport. David Cross with us. Hey, is this your first tour then? Have you been out at all since when the vaccine came out? Did you go out then?
No. Well, there's nowhere to go out.
Right.
I mean, and I'll be honest. Like some of the places. There are a handful where, you know, ticket sales are pretty anemic.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, and it's some places where COVID is not under control.
Right.
So I get it. Mm-hmm. But I will tell everybody's going to be vaccinated at the venue, and, you know, mask wearing will be encouraged. And I certainly, I'm vaccinated. I wouldn't go anywhere without it.
Yeah, me either.
Did you have a handful of projects that were either canceled or postponed? Are they going to come back?
Yeah, I was in the middle of shooting something in Atlanta, and we got shut down. And it wasn't that bad in Georgia yet. It was, this is back when, like, New York was the epicenter in the very, very beginning.
Right.
And I came home, and, you know, they laughably were like, we're going to shut down for 3 weeks. And then, of course, you know, a year later, we're just getting to finish. And we were close to finishing. We were half of a 8-part series. We were halfway through the 6th episode.
So. Are you going to finish it? What's it called?
We finished and came out. It was the Genius Aretha excuse me, Aretha Franklin.
Whatever
it was on.
Yeah. What you could have done was learn the banjo during that time. You're on.
I'm well aware. Yeah. Well, there's so much stuff I could have done. I could have. But I'll tell you what.
What?
In the silver lining of this is I spent way, way, way more time with my kid than most American parents get to spend with their kids.
How old's your kid?
She's 4 and a half now.
Oh,
she just started school. And yeah, it's awesome. And New York is, you know, great. Where everything's open.
Yeah.
You know, kids are, everybody's wearing a mask, of course. Have those. You know, we have a handful, but they're mostly in Staten Island. But we, nobody's like anything, you know, screaming on this. You're pawns, you're fascists, or whatever. So goes about their day.
Oh, you're lucky. You're lucky, man. But you're going to go back out into fascist land here shortly, I'm sure.
What you're saying is it ain't Shreveport.
I will bet you on this. What is it? September 16th, I think.
Right.
15th?
Yes.
I will bet you that there are some issues on somewhere, you know, one or two, maybe three places, you know, Nashville, Tennessee, who knows?
Yep.
I mean, will there be an issue? Because I'm saying you have to show proof of vaccination. That's my thing.
Good. Good for you. That's good. I'm glad people are doing that.
Okay, none of the venues balked at that?
So far, no. But I'm expecting some issues, and I'm expecting, you know, a handful of shows to get canceled. You know, like there was a big controversy with Patton. Oswalt just canceled a couple shows, and I'll do the same thing. I mean, I've got my mom's 85. I've got a 4.5-year-old daughter. I'm not going to risk any.
No, don't.
I'm going to risk anybody on the tour with me either.
You got Chicago, Madison, Milwaukee. You're doing a lot of big towns here. Lincoln and Iowa City and St. Louis and Columbus. David Cross with us, the Elegant Redefined Tour Dates. He's in Lincoln on, I got that right in front of my...
November 8th.
November 8th, I'm sorry. And in Lawrence, Kansas, that's at the, probably... At
November
the,
6th.
At the Liberty Hall in Lawrence, Kansas, Saturday, November 6th. Right, exactly. Official
That'll
David
be my
Cross.
First time in Lawrence.
Yeah, that's a cool town. My daughter goes to school there. You'll like that town.
I've heard very good things.
It's a cool town. Lincoln, you've been to Lincoln, so you know what. The Lincoln crowd loves you there, too. So check it
out.
A lot of vape stores. It's a hip town. Right?
A lot of vape.
That's what I remember. I was there 2016 on this huge tour I did, and I remember a lot of vape tattoo places.
Vaping a tattoo place. Well, you got to come to Omaha, too. We're actually based in Omaha, but we have a station in Lincoln we're on, too. So go see David Cross there.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
And we're vaccinated. Yeah. We can hang out sometime. David, we appreciate you calling, man.
Are you done being nervous now? Because I'm done being nervous. I thought this went pretty well.
No, I've been increasingly getting more and more nervous.
So good.
Only because I'm staring at my banjo.
Could we do this? We'll do this again sometime, and then you can play the banjo for us.
Well, never say never, but we'll see.
Okay.
That sounds like he's saying never.
Appreciate it, David. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, good luck on the tour. Bye now.
David Cross, yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah, he's 57, she's 38. They've been married for...
I think it said since 2012.
She was in her 20s.
Right,
yeah.
9 years.
That's a good pull.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. She's a good-looking lady, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what matters.
And he put a baby in her.
He put a baby in her, right. He put a baby in her.
She was on General Hospital, like, years ago.
I recognize her.
Like 15, 20 years
ago. When you mentioned her name, I Googled her real quick. You know, I'm pretty good at fingering my phone when I'm looking for ladies.
Yeah, but most people who get into that.
Yeah, you are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, and I didn't want to dwell on his wife too much.
Right.
Most people that get into that, you know, the daytime drama stuff, they never go away.
Yeah,
they stay with that because that's a very secure job.
It is secure.
She's in a new show that I just marked on Hulu, that Why the Last Man.
Oh, I want to
see
the
promos
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like some disease kills all the men in the world. There's one guy.
There's one guy
and
left.
And he's just waiting around getting laid. That's what I'm hoping it's about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's porn. it's porn.
One guy away in line to bang him.
Yeah, she's in that.
I want to see that, too.
She's in that. I just put that on my list for Hulu.
How is it different than Last Man on Earth?
It's not a comedy.
It looks like it's more dark.
Yeah, it's darker. It's not a comedy. And by the way, he wasn't the last man. There's a bunch of men on that show.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And this is literally the last man.
Right.
All the women are fine. Right. The men are all gone.
Well, aside from the sex, that would be exhausting.
Because you have to hear their stories.
Right.
And everybody be talking about, you know, he's such a dick.
Right. Yeah. You see what he did?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, so go bang another guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Oh. I'm anxious to see the premise and why he's alive and how they handle it. Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah. And you figure they're all sitting around critiquing his performance.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do to you? And he didn't do that to me.
Whatever. He could disappoint like a ton of women more than Aaron Rodgers and still get laid.
Right. He could use some rhythm.
Last man on earth, man.
He can literally bang any woman on the planet.
Right. Well, the ones that are not gay, you know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, there would be a lot of lesbians.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The last man on earth can't get laid. That would suck.
They all want you to put a baby in them.
Yeah.
Everybody's still just swiping left on him.
Now, in the previews, he takes off his gas mask, and he's a good-looking dude, so he's going to get laid.
Oh, there's got to be one woman that would say, I wouldn't bang you if you were the last man on earth.
Right.
Well, I am.
And she doesn't.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.